though the discussions on this podcast might be mystic, the language can be anything but holy. On this episode, we're exploring the moon maven of lunar living, Malia Black's March 2024 Oracle reading from the Soul Trees deck. Hey y'all, I'm Grace, and this is Mediocre Mystic, the podcast where we explore how mediocre makes the world go round and how mediocre works in mysterious ways. Thanks so much for joining us. Please take a moment to subscribe, follow, rate, and review Mediocre Mystic on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or any of the platforms where you find your podcasts.
Now in March, we're talking about healing. So, you know, and this is not as much healing of wounds per se as it is restoring and renewing what we kind of neglected. So we were focusing in February about the clarity and things that we might have been missing. And so now we're talking about places where we might need healing that are just need more attention. So think about roots, right? Think about nourishing roots. We need water. We need to restore and renew the roots. So I've just recently replanted some African violets, and I've also got some orchids right now, and I'm having to make sure they don't become root bound because that will kind of starve the plant, right? And so making sure that our roots are in good condition for the growth that is coming. It's not quite time to bloom yet, okay? It's still March. Now, I don't know where you're listening from, but here in the South, we could still get a good freeze in March. So it's not quite time to bloom, but we want to use this time to become stronger and more resilient. So the question you want to ask yourself at the March new moon is, what does growth look like for me? What does blooming, coming into bloom, look like for me? And what kind of root system do I need to nourish to allow that growth? All right? So do you need deeper roots? Do you need bigger and stronger roots? Do you need roots that spread out really far? What kind of foundation do you need for the growth that you want to see? You know, one of the popular things that people, or two of the popular things that people in the calendar new year make as part of like resolutions are usually things around health and wellness or money, right? So if you're needing to make more money and you're wanting to make more money, like, where do you need to root down in order for that to be possible? So it's about more than just doing things on the surface. Like, you got to deal with, you know, what are the issues around money that go deep for you, and nourish the roots before you're going to actually be able to enjoy the blooms or the fruits. Same thing with health and wellness. Like, we can read all the things and come up with a plan and know what to do, but if we don't really get down to the roots of why haven't we been caring for ourselves, if we don't get to the bottom of that, then it's really hard to get those beautiful blooms to show up. So March is our time, that lunar cycle is going to be our time to find those answers and nourish those roots.
Rumi said, "Be like a tree and let the dead leaves drop." But I imagine most of us exist not in the stark binary of living green or dead brown, but in the complex middle. Having a mix of green, maybe a bit of yellow, and then some brown too on most of our leaves in our day-to-day lives. There are certainly seasons for pruning and dropping those heavy, brown, dead leaves so that the tiny green sprouts can grow large. But most of the work we do is in the slow renewal of tending to those yellow stripes and the slow restoration of mending those brown spots day in and day out as they find their way back to green. This is where our cherry-picked practices come in. The right mix of food and water, sun and shade, is an ongoing practice lived in cycles and seasons. Sometimes we are focused on just one part of the mix, and other times combinations of the mix. So sometimes we just need a break from some of part of the mix so as not to drown or burn. And sometimes we need an extra effort put into the mix so as not to starve or shiver. Even in our very best moments, our green will be shades of green. Only plastic plants exist in the same shade of green. And I mean, how boring is that? When we see them, we know immediately from their even tone, they are fake. Our real yellow stripes and our real brown spots are what make us who we are, and they tell the story of our lives. There are those harsh seasons that come along and demand a pruning. As we tend to our yellow spots, there are those moments when we tune in and realize allowing them to turn even more yellow and then eventually take their course toward brown, dropping to the ground, is actually the healthy thing to do, the right thing to do. And as we release those things that need to go fallow and create room for new growth and expansion, as a human race, we are planted alongside others who have their own measures of green and yellow and brown. One way I think we get to the place where our green shades are thriving, our yellow stripes are mending, and our brown spots are few and far in between, is to cherish our place, being planted alongside one another in community. Sometimes, right in the same extroverted pot, we make room for one another's roots, and it is a party. And sometimes, in our own introverted pots, alongside another introverted pot, we grow not only toward the sun, but toward each other. In both instances, expanding our reach far beyond what we could ever have done alone. I'll close with Malia's question to us. What kind of foundation do you need for the growth that you want to see? Now that you've heard from me, please let me and Malia know how the month of March has been treating you. Call or text us at 980-355-9665. Email me at mediocremysticpod@gmail.com. Visit mediocremystic.com and check out the show notes for links to social media and references from this episode. And don't forget to follow, rate, and review Mediocre Mystic on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or any of the platforms where you find your podcasts. Coming up in the next few weeks, I'm sharing some guest spots I did with a Latter-day lesbian, Shelly Johnson. In the meantime, look her up on any of those platforms and give her a listen. And until then, stay tuned for the moment of Mystic in the midst of the mundane and the muddle.